December. You won't come closer. Say, what is the matter? It's the now soldier. Say, go fire. If I don't give a number, you want to be my lover. I say, your father. I repeat, I'm your father. Oh, see me, see wala. I don't want to tire. Oh, oh, I tell my mama. My mama tell my papa. She say, see me, see wala.
Trendybeats.com.
Soja go, soja come, soja do what you want, but don't fall in love. Soja do what you want.
Oh, welcome to Talk Relationship with Dave. Whoa, it's been a long time. A very, very long time. I'm not sure I know how to do this again. I know I've missed doing this. And since the Talk Relationship with David show went on a long break, I just feel like I should give this out for the Valentine season and draw our attention to some basic things that we might have actually forgotten, and so that we don't get out there on guy. I want you to enjoy the song where I actually go back to what we have today.
With him, is this a military regime? I be such a man, I say stand at ease. Jury dollar, my feet by letty. It's only me, there's no confetti. I will make it rain like it's confetti. Show my party, show till love berry. I will take you and your baby. No mess up, now I holla. I'm a Hitler, I'm a Basha. You better respect how they run the town. Even there I go, no fit turn me down. See weapon, where you call it? Come and be general in my army.
So jago, so jago, so jago, do what you want, but don't fall in love with me. So jago, so jago, so jago, do what you want, but don't you fall in love.
Right, alright, alright. I know you love that song. I really do too. Just because of it's a beautiful way to tell the story within a song. So that's really good what we have with today. Today I'm just talking about the process called love. And a lot of people must have actually thought in their mind that we are going to actually treat some other topic. But no, I had to change this last minute, because something else dropped in my heart while I was in church yesterday, and I really have to say this. So love is not a string. Love is not just a quick one strand decision. I actually feel love is a process, and I'm going to explain to you. And this is the reason why I'm saying this. As we go into the Valentine season, and a lot of people will be expressing how they love someone, you should understand that an action cannot totally express love. More music on an action is not a total expression of love. So he buys you a wonderful gift, it cannot encapsulate the total expression of love. Nothing you do, no one thing you do, can totally capture the entirety of love. So you don't give your body to show you love somebody. Giving your body cannot totally express the entirety of love. And this is why today I have broken down what I call the value chain of love. And I would actually love to talk about this. And I would like us to have this at the back of our mind, so we understand that there are several stages to this thing called love. And you don't skip the stage. Whenever you skip the stage, you suffer for it. So it's the reason why somebody will tell you love is patient. Yeah, it's patient enough to understand all the stages called love. All right. So basically, we'll start with an affection. Love is an affection. Yeah, so for you to claim you love someone, there has to be an affection. An affection is a warm feeling. An affection, it's that feeling that comes with the attraction. You've been physically attracted to the person. Let nobody tell you that love can exist without physical attraction. Hey, you really need to like it. You need to like the person. You need to be attracted to the person. You need to find the person pleasant. You need to find the person good enough. The eye needs to really, really catch the person. It has to be good enough for your eye. You know what I mean? So yeah, there is an affection to part of love. And that affection is what gives you the room to accommodate communication. you cannot be in deep communication with everybody. It's not possible. There are some people you don't even give the room to talk to you at all, and this is because there is no affection. The conversation would irritate you. The conversation would bore you. The conversation would get you angry. But one of the things that prompts swift communication is because there is an affection, there is an attraction. So why communication would go deep is because you are taking advantage of the affection and the attraction. So because you're attracted to someone, you always want to hear from the person. You always want to listen to the person. You're ready to hear what the person says. You want to talk to the person. While that is going on, you are building communication. Attraction, affection is what builds the communication. You should know that. And while communication is going on, it allows you and gives you the room for value check. So you see how why I said it's a process. You can't skip check. So this is where you check for values. Do our values align? I'm a spiritual person. Is he a spiritual person? Oh, I'm for someone who is very detailed about neatness. Is this person neat? Oh, I'm a family-oriented person. Is this person a family-oriented person? Oh, I'm a responsible person. Is this person a responsible person? Oh, I love service to humanity. I'm not a selfish person. What kind of person is this? It's during communication that you can check for values. You can't just sit there and say, and we are asking, what are you? What are you in value check? Oh, do you like this? Do you don't? It would lie. People would lie in order to be on your good side, in order to see that you are pleasing. People would lie. But guess what? Because you in communication, people just keep speaking and they are open. You must discern the ability to carry out value check. So when you find out that you are attracted to this person, you are able to communicate wholeheartedly everything you need to know about this person. The person's values and your values check. You see, the part of, as a child of God, trying to pray and get clarity and get assurance and get and build your conviction is still part of the value check process. The moment that clicks, that part of it ticks, commitment comes in. So it takes quite a like to affection, communication, value check. In all of these three stages we've discussed, there is no place that sexual pleasure comes in. Because the moment sex comes in, it disrupts your ability to critically analyze these processes. So after then, commitment comes in. Commitment could be proposal for marriage. Commitment can be marriage itself. For someone like me, I actually don't see, I see proposal for marriage as a very, very minute level of commitment. The real commitment for me is marriage. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh, so if I'm telling you, I would love to spend the rest of my life with you, it's not just to be in words, it's also supposed to be in actions. So what actions am I taking to ensure that I spend the rest of my life with you? Am I coming to see your family? Am I coming to see your parents? Have I seen your pastor? Have I seen the relevant authorities in your life? Are we choosing a date for introduction? Have we chosen a date for introduction? After we've chosen a date for introduction, are we meeting who? Who in the family is choosing the date for the marriage? What are we working towards the marriage? How are we getting married? That is commitment. And because of that, with commitment comes responsibilities. So we can find out that no single action is capable of capturing the entirety of love. Is the reason why Valentine's Day is overrated. Apologies to whosoever feels like it's such more of a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal to remind yourself the reason why you are in where you are in. And for married people, come on, it's a reason to spice up things. It's a moment to spice up whatever you have. Ignite some candles, burn some love candles, go on a date, enjoy the moment. But trust me, it is no day that encapsulates the entirety of love. So it takes you on a trip to the Bahamas for Valentine. Cannot encapsulate all of the processes we've spoken about. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying and if it gets down to us very well, but it's the reality. There is no action on Valentine's Day. That she opens her leg for you to sleep with her does not actually mean the affection is real. Does not mean that you've communicated properly and your values check and she's committed to you. Sex is not a commitment. Rather, a plan for lifetime and a decision for a lifetime, which is marriage, a vow, a covenant, is commitment. And marriage is the superior covenant. Any other covenant being outside marriage is enslavery. Because marriage is not slavery. Marriage is two people coming together to make their life and destiny work, where two people have equal say. Outside marriage, it is enslavery. Somebody is just trying to tie you down with a covenant or an oath to enslave you. So in all of our going out in Valentine, we should understand that love is a process. Whatever anybody shows to you in Valentine, just know that it's an action that might just represent one phase out of the entire process. And the one phase out of the entire process is not enough for you to make a lifelong decision. So while we're going out on Valentine, while we are enjoying, I'm speaking to young people and teenagers, use your brain. So this is not the time to sleep around. This is not the time to have unwanted pregnancies and go around having sex with meaninglessly just for the fun of it. And by the time it's November, a lot of unwanted babies have been born. Those are the ones that are not aborted, though. It's not really, this is not the time for that. Well, this is the time to evaluate whatever relationship you are in and ask yourself, which of the process are we? Are we ticking every of the process? Do our values really check? What's our communication like? Are we communicating properly? And communicating properly is not just, are we communicating the necessary information? Because in communication, the quality of information being communicated matters a lot. So are you communicating the necessary information? Are you talking about your life? Are you talking about your future? Or are you just gossiping about every other person and you've not really had the time to sit down and talk about yourself? Is it committed? Is it responsible? So these are the things we should actually have in our mind while going out on that Valentine's date, while going out with that guy. Is he responsible? He's giving you an open drink. Is he responsible? A lot of date rapes happen here and there. And this is because people lose their guards and just want to have fun. Love is not fun. Love is a call to action. Love is a call to commitment. It's a call to communication. Is a lifelong exercise. So one day cannot define it all. One day cannot express it all. One day cannot be the base at which you put your whole life on. You need to understand this process. You need to work with this process. You need to have at the back of your mind that this relationship is heading to a destination. And what destination is it? Love is a process. It's not a fling. It's not a thing. It does not jump on you. You don't just jump into it. If it has to be real, it has to follow a process. And at every level of this process, the feeling, the love, and everything keeps building. From the foundation to the first story to the second story, the more you keep going through all of this level, the more it keeps looking more like it. It might not look at it like it at the affection stage, but when communication comes in, it begins to make more sense why both of you seem to love or be attracted to each other. When values check come in, it makes more sense why both of you should spend a lifetime together. When commitment comes in, it begins to make more sense though. Oh, I found a partner for life. Then responsibility comes in. Responsibility does not come in before any of the stages, before commitment. A lot of people, after affection, they take responsibility. It is wrong. I hope we all follow this process and we learned something wonderful today for us to understand that this love thing, no be film trick, is not just a spur of the moment, it's not fun. It's a real deal and you should be able to create time to really follow the process.
Military regime, I be such a man, I say stand at ease.
Jolly
dollar, my feet violate. It's only me, there's no competition. I will make you rain like it's confetti.